And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 9th of November. The second week in November is National Split Pea Soup Week, a week to enjoy this hearty meal with its inviting aroma and welcoming warmth. There is speculation that pea soup was served in Denmark as early as the Bronze Age around 1700 BCE, when dried peas and cabbage became popular for the long winters there. There are records of Greek and Roman vendors selling split pea soup in the streets of Athens around 500 BCE. Instant pea soup was invented in 1867. One of the very first instant products was a pea soup product invented by Johann Heinrich Grünberg in Germany. And there was a time that small food and drink stalls were set up during winters along frozen canals, ponds, and lakes in the Netherlands to cater to ice skaters, serving pea soup as a savory snack. Pea soup has even been used as a weapon. Swedish King Eric XIV is said to have died after eating arsenic-poisoned pea soup. Split pea soup is comfort food at its best. Its warming aroma and flavor is loved by the young and the old. Pea soup provides nutrients and vitamins essential to a healthy body. It is especially rich in dietary fiber, potassium, and vitamin K, which is a key component to help the body recover from injury. Vegan split pea soup is a hearty mix of green split peas, carrots, celery, onion, and green cabbage, simmered with flavorful herbs. Find the link to the Simple Veganista's very good split pea soup recipe in today's show notes. Her recipe includes slow cooker, instant pot, and stovetop methods. Split pea soup has high nutritional value, is low cost, and brings comfort on a chilly day. The publication of Zen Vegan Food, delicious plant-based recipes from a Zen Buddhist monk, was on this day in 2021. In this book, Buddhist temple priest and chef Koyu Inuma shares the simple and delicious plant-based meals he prepares in the kitchens of Fukushoji Temple in Yokohama, Japan. The 73 recipes showcased in Zen Vegan Food are incredibly beautiful and tasty, while also being nutritious, sustainable, and ethically responsible. Though we may not typically associate Buddhist monasteries with trendy chefs, a young generation of priests like Inuma are ushering in a new era, one which emphasizes openness and a reconnection to the natural world. Buddhist monastery chefs have been creating delicious vegan dishes for centuries, and Zen Vegan Food offers a modern take full of fun and flavor. And this evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Zoom, join From Unthinkable to Inevitable, Believing in a Plant-Based Food System. In her work at the Better Food Foundation, Unitarian Universalist Minister Reverend Jennifer Channon focuses on solutions to make plant-centered dining easier to achieve, whether it's in religious communities, schools, or businesses. However, to get leaders to even consider these solutions, she has to overcome what she sees as the biggest barrier to creating an ethical food system, the belief that it is impossible. She writes, "Our beliefs determine the shape of what is possible, and many of our food systems leaders hold beliefs about food that are rooted in fear of change, fear of scarcity, and fear of pushback. In order to create the plant-centered food system that our world and its inhabitants need, religious communities have a crucial role to play. We can help society believe that a thriving world without factory farming is possible, and that transformation begins in our own congregations." Reverend Jennifer has earned her Master's of Divinity from Harvard Divinity School and a BA in International Development from McGill University. Jennifer is a dual citizen of the U.S. and Brazil and lives in Julian, California in an off-grid community with her partner Aaron and their dog Buddy. And here is the 1765 nursery rhyme, Peas Porridge Hot. Peas porridge hot, peas porridge cold, peas porridge in the pot 9 days old. Some like it hot, some like it cold, some like it in the pot 9 days old. Peas porridge hot. This has been the Vegan's Almanac, with the reminder that our beliefs determine the shape of what is possible. believe that a vegan world is possible.